You just got to, I mean, with me, I just got to improve every single day. I mean, you're in a great organization like this and, you know, a great O-line coach. And, I mean, every single day you got to work to get better. I think everybody's working hard and all the young guys are just, well, doing what we can and, you know, be ready. You know, our numbers are called.
You know, you can look around on this offensive line. You know, I'm sure being on the practice squad is not your overall goal in life. You can look around and see Connolly, Wendell, Steve Neal before you were here, and guys who have gone from practice squad to, you know, big roles. Do you kind of look at that and sort of see if that's where you want to get to?
Yeah, I mean, every guy, you know, wants to, you know, play a big role, you know, in a great organization like this. Just got to keep working. I mean, I look at every day as a blessing to be here, and I hope that every day I just keep getting better and, you know, got to be ready if I get called up.
Does your experience come from any particular spot, primarily on the line, that you play mostly?
I mean, you got to know everything. I mean, as a younger guy, you got to know. I mean, I got to know all inside three positions.
How would you describe your comfort level between the three spots?
I mean, I'm comfortable with all of them. I mean, it's really not that big of a difference. The difference is, you know, snapping the ball. You know, you can't have a play without snapping the ball. So that's really the only difference.
Nick, who's been the biggest help in terms of the coaching staff, the teammates, as you try to, you know, learn the intricacies of the center position?
Everybody's been a great help. I mean, Coach Garnecki has been helping. And all the older guys, I mean, you have any question, you know, they're going to help you. And, you know, Logan and Light and Brian, all those guys have been around the league for a long time, you know, helping us younger guys, you know, be prepared.